Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast, sponsored by Casabella. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. A companion post to this episode containing show notes appears on Deadspin.com, and you should send your questions about cleaning, or anything else really, to JolieKerr@gmail.com, or just chat with me in the comments at Deadspin. Speaking of Deadspin, you guys, I'm wicked excited because today I have the gang from Deadspin's cooler, hotter brother site, Jalopnik, in the studio with me. Friend of the show, Kristen Lee, is back. Hey, Kristen.
Hey.
And she is joined by Jalopnik's editor-in-chief, Patrick George. Hey.
Hey, everybody.
You excited to be here?
Oh, yeah.
I've got a gnarly question for you two.
Tell us.
It's going to be good. Well, we're going to wait for the second segment because we got to make everyone listen to the whole episode to get to the gnarly question. This is how I rope them in.
You said there'd be like hors d'oeuvres. Do we get this now or after this is over?
After. There are going to be drinks after is what we're really going to do. And meanwhile, now everybody in the world is jealous that I get to go out drinking with Jalopnik because there's really kind of nothing.
I mean, we're really the best people to drink with.
You guys, actually, for those of you who listened to the bathrobe episode, it was the gang from Jalopnik that I was out with drinking that we all got started talking about the bathrobes. And I was like, it was the best like cocktail banter conversation I've had in ages. So that was who I was talking to about the bathrobes. All right, though, before we get into it, I want to remind you that I offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards to my premium subscribers. If you would like to help underwrite my show by becoming an Ask a Clean Person in the podcast patron, go to patreon.com/askacleanperson to check out all the packages I'm offering and to select the level of giving that's right for you. Your support helps me so much, and I'd love to hear from you if there are rewards you'd like me to consider making available. Speaking of patrons, I'm so excited. I have a new Ask a Clean Person in the podcast corporate sponsor, and I am absolutely thrilled to be partnering with Casabella. I've been recommending and literally using, this is real life, guys, Casabella's products for years, especially their microfiber and sparkle sponges. I love those sparkle sponges. In addition to underwriting this weird little cleaning show that you love so much, they're offering a 15% discount to my listeners. Use the promo code CLEANPERSON, all one word, at checkout, for 15% off. To learn more about their great line of products, check out their website at casabella.com. That's CASABELLA.com. And we have some new patrons to thank this week as well. So big, big thank you to Christina Davis, Jenny, Dave, Lynn, Julia C., Alice Campbell, Charlotte Cox, and Lee Apotheker. All right. So to kick off this episode, I thought that I would ask Patrick and Kristen to tell us a little bit about the products and techniques that they use for keeping their cars clean, because I believe that if you have experts in your life, you should ask them things. So we are just going to kick off with like a little roundtable about the products and techniques that you guys love. I know that Kristen loves microfiber because actually the last time I got like a big like bag of stuff from Casabella, I was coming over to see you guys, and I was like, Kristen, I have microfiber for you. And I was very excited.
I promptly took those home and used them.
Excellent. I love to hear it. All right. So, well, let's see. I'm going to make Patrick start.
I was actually going to suggest you make Kristen start, and you can see why in a minute.
I know why. That's why I was going to make you start. Okay, Kristen, we'll start with you.
All right. So,
and I have one too.
Okay.
So, yeah, but
do you want me to like run through the whole thing and go like full crazy person, or do you want like a really... Okay, so the full thing, which we outlined in the last time I was on the show, is don't touch the car ever with anything ever except microfiber towel. Mm-hmm. And that means don't touch it with your skin, don't touch it with your clothes, don't like lean on it, don't put groceries on it, don't like put like babies on it. I don't know. Don't let animals get on the car. Anything hard or slightly corrosive will definitely scratch your clear coat, and that's something we don't want. So assuming you haven't touched your car and you need to wash it because, like, dirt and life happens to it, one of the ways that you would scrub the car if you were going to hand wash it is always scrub in circles. You don't want to scrub in lines.
Right, that's you want to do wax on, wax off, yeah. Not paint the fence.
Right, exactly. So that's basically the thing to remember, and also always top to bottom because, yeah, as we all know, gravity works. You want gravity to work in the way that you're also cleaning, so why would you...
Are we actually sure we know how gravity works? Because I feel like right now up is down and down is up, and like maybe gravity isn't a lie.
It's fake news. There's no such thing.
Actually, no, that's true. Gravity could be fake news. I heard they don't have gravity in Australia. But anyway, so a lot of the things that I like to use, this is not any particular like brand loyalty. This is just the stuff that was rated well on Amazon, because everything I'm about to tell you, you can find on Amazon. Most of it is available for Amazon Prime, so you can get it in like 2 days and then get started really fast. And the first thing that I use is the Griot 64-ounce car soap. That stuff is going to last you forever because you only need like maybe a capful per, I think, like a gallon, bucket of water.
Wait, say the brand name again.
The Griot's, Griot?
Griot? Will you spell it?
G-R-I-O-T-S.
Okay.
Car soap. It's like if you just type that into the search bar, it'll come up. It's kind of like this pink car soap.
Ooh, and I like anything pink.
Yeah. It's kind of like this coral color. It looked really nice as like a toenail color.
Oh,
also.
Okay. Yeah. Great. Love it. And also, so we should say, we definitely talked about this the last time that Kristen was here, but like, don't use dish soap to wash the car, because then it's going to strip the wax off and then you're going to have to apply wax.
Yeah, so basically.
Use car wash soap.
Right.
And it's like, yeah, I think like the brand that I had looked at was like similarly huge. It was somewhere around like $6 and it's going to last forever. So like this is not a major investment in terms of buying a cleaning product, but it's going to like make your car better. And your car is a major investment.
Yeah, it is. And actually making it look good can help you sell it for more money.
Right. Of course.
As a tip. The next thing that you need, a tool that you will always forever need, are microfiber towels, as Julie was talking about. You can get a 24-pack on Amazon for $8.
Or you can go to Casabelle and buy them using the discount code.
There you go. And there's a special way that you should clean them. You shouldn't just throw them in the wash and then also dry them with the rest of your clothes. You're supposed to dry them with a very low tumble setting if you do that, because if you dry them too hot, then it takes the static out of it, and that kind of takes away the dirt picking up nature of the towel.
Right. Two other quick things about washing microfiber. Don't ever use bleach and don't ever use any kind of fabric softener on microfiber. So liquid and dryer sheets are both out the window when you're talking about microfiber, because you'll basically just turn them into like cloths. Like they'll lose their good microfiber static charge, which is what you want.
Right. And you could be like me, a super wasteful person who just only uses new microfiber towels, and then I kind of just don't use the ones that I finish with.
Kristen, that's a lot of landfill.
No,
but you know
no,
what?
No,
but
I don't actually, throw them out. I don't throw them out.
You can use them for other things. You can use them for polishing your shoes.
Yeah, you can use that. You can use them for dusting. I recycle them to use at home.
Oh, okay.
The good ones I keep for the car.
Okay, great, because the car comes first.
Car always comes first. Then after that, you can get the Meguiar's spray detailer. That's $8 on Amazon. That's really good if you just want a really quick clean touch up after you wash your car. It's basically just takes off all the hard water stains or something like that that have kind of gathered on the clear coat after you pull it out and the water is kind of drying on the surface. You can also get the Meguiar's spray wax, which is also $8 on Amazon. That's also a really quick and dirty way to get that extra lay on your car if you don't have time to do the full detail. Preferably I would use those two after you've done the full detail and you already have the layer of wax on your clear coat.
Okay.
Makes it easier to take everything off. When you actually get into the detailing and you get to the clay bar step of it, Mother's has a really good clay bar kit for $14.
Okay.
And I think you get like two or three clay bars in that kit along with a spray detailer, because you're supposed to use the two in conjunction. And you can use a clay bar up to like three times on your whole car before you throw it out. It also depends on how much, you know, dirt you pick up in it.
Right. And also, guys, remember the rule from last time when Kristen was here. If you drop the clay bar on the ground, it's done.
Yes.
Right?
You must throw it out.
Yes.
because you can't pick up anything because it'll scratch. And moving on to actually buffing your car, you can get an orbital buffer. These kind of range in prices. So you can spend like $200 on one if you're really serious. And if you're a cheap ass like me, you can spend $30 on a Kawasaki one's 10 inches. It's bright green and it does everything that I need it to do. It comes with like three different covers. So I separate which compounds I use on which covers. Okay. And you can just buy new replacement ones when they wear out.
Okay. Love it.
And then after that, you can get the Meguiar scratch remover for $8, which is good for big scratches and stuff. And then for finer work, you can get the Meguiar's compound for $7. And finishing everything up, you can get the Meguiar's Carnauba paste wax. It comes kind of in a tin, and this will also last you like forever. So it's $11, and it will literally last you forever. I think I've had mine since like 2014. I've barely used all of it.
It's like shoe polish. Like shoe polish is one of those things. Like it's a small tin, but like it lasts forever. So.
Yeah. And to cover into the inside, you can use the Tri-Nova leather conditioner and cleaner. Personally, I haven't tried this one yet, but I am a believer of Amazon reviews.
Okay.
And this one was the highest rated one.
Okay. I have another one that obviously I'm not cleaning car interiors because I don't have a car. I can't even drive one. But my my good leather bags are from Koyana, and when I bought it, they were like, they were cleaning off the monogramming, like the little extra foil around the monogram, because of course everything in my life is monogrammed. And I was like, oh, what are you using for that? And they were using a brand called Cadillac Leather Cleaner, which I sort of like, because if you're going to clean a car, I feel like Cadillac Leather Cleaner is like a nice sort of, I don't know, it fits.
It keeps it classy too.
Yeah,
Cadillac Leather Cleaner.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, I have the Cadillac and it is really great. But yeah, I mean the brand that you have, if it's top rated on Amazon, that's usually a very good sign that it's good.
I feel like leather cleaner for a purse would translate over well for a car, right?
Yeah, I mean, because leather
still,
is leather.
Yeah, it's still exposed
to... It's all the same hide.
Right.
Yeah.
Unless it comes from a different animal and I'm not aware of it.
No, it's all the same hide. Leather is leather. It's just like, there are different like grades of leather, basically. Like the stuff that's used on the car seat is probably a little bit more like heavy duty and treated a bit differently and backed differently than my like fine, thin leather Koyana tote. But the hide is the hide is the hide.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's my list of goodies that I use when I go home.
It's amazing.
Again, all of it is available on Amazon. Amazon has like changed my life. I used to like have to go to Target or Walmart or whatever and like
the indignity.
That whole
fancy
thing,
Kristen over here.
That whole thing, and now they bring it to me.
That's awesome. All right. Well, that was great. Patrick, what you got? Is there anything left?
Do you want to hear what my car cleaning regimen is?
Yes, I do.
I don't do any of that shit.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
Literally none of it. I think that...
Wait, what kind of car do you have? So we already know what fancy Kristen has.
I am between cars at the moment because I just moved to New York City. Most recently, I had a 1985 BMW 325e and a 2015 Mini Cooper S, which is more my wife's car. But when I wanted to drive something that was like modern, had air conditioning and like maybe airbags, like
and,
I drove
ran.
That too. And
yeah.
like ran most
yeah,
of the time.
Yeah, it works. Yeah.
But I've never been a big car cleaning guy.
Okay.
I'm just not. Like I find a good fucking gas station car wash that I know doesn't have brushes or whatever, and I spend maybe $10, maybe $11 if I'm feeling fancy that day, and I run the car through that.
Okay.
And
hey.
that's the extent of it. You know that person who every Saturday morning they get their Hawaiian shirt or their wife beater on, they roll their 55 Chevy Bel Air into the driveway and they're lovingly washing it for hours in the sunshine, and that person may or may not be Kristen Lee. I'm not that guy. I just don't fucking care. I don't have time. Like I want a clean car. I'm not a messy car guy. I never have been. I have rules about, you know.
Ooh, tell us your rules.
I most of the time, no food in the car.
Okay.
Road trips, there's an exception for this. You know, like you're driving from, you know, Austin, Dallas or whatever. Like you got to get a burger somewhere. Like that's fair.
You eat burgers in your car?
This, somebody does. What's wrong with that? Like you clean it later?
So much
you clean it later.
No. Kristen does not allow any food in the car.
Here's the
thing. If I was driving from Austin to Dallas, I would not be able to resist getting Whataburger.
Yeah, exactly.
Or some
French fries or whatever. Yeah. And here's
fucking animals. Here.
Here's my issue with keeping your car as meticulously clean as you do. It's going to get dirty. It's going to get dirty all the time. Cars are meant to be driven. They're meant to be used. They're not meant to be kept in a bubble. They're not meant to be protected and squirreled away. They're meant to be used. That means scratches. That means dirt. That means life happens. You've got to get up there and embrace life. And when life gets dirty sometimes, well, you find yourself a good car wash at the gas station and run it through that. And then everything's a little better.
Couple points about that.
See, this is the thing. I'm just going to say that if everybody was like, Kristen, I wouldn't have a job. So I salute you, Patrick, because yes, please go get things messy.
And I know what you're going to say, which is that certain gas station car washes, or even, you know, if you're feeling really fancy, which I did sometimes, you just go to like a wash tub type place and pay some dude $200 to detail it. I know that could scratch it and damage the paint and do everything else. But it's like, well, you know, cars are meant to be used. They're like, nothing lasts forever. All things fade in time, Kristen Lee.
This has been uplifting.
Yeah. So just enjoy it while you can. And I just, you know, I'd be pissed if I got scratches or rocks or bird poop, because my cars are perennially bird poop magnets. I don't know what it is, but every vehicle I've owned.
I've written about bird poop triage, so I can send that over. Actually, the last time I wrote about bird poop, it was a bird who had gotten into the car.
Yeah.
Yes.
Holy shit.
And I'm terrified of birds, so like that, it was like doubly triggering for me, because like the thought of the mess one made me upset, and then the idea of the bird like just going bird shit in a car, like literally, just made me seize up.
I have a really good bird shit cleaning method for a car too.
Ooh.
Park your car in the driveway, get your garden hose, turn it on, and put your thumb over the hose to kind of create a little bit of pressure and just hose the bird poop off the body of the car.
Oh, that is really good.
That's it. You just use a garden hose. Yeah. Garden hose will cover like 90% of your cleaning needs most of the time.
This is true.
And then
it's
if
true.
You've got water spots all over it, you just get on the highway and drive it at high speeds to dry it off.
Yes, that's actually in my book. My best friend Matt's father was a big car guy, and shortly before he passed, he came to New York, and he gave me a whole rundown of all of his car cleaning tips that I then included in the book. And the last one was, when you're done, get in the car and haul ass around the corner.
Yeah.
Because especially that helps to get water out of all the channels.
Right, exactly.
So actually, that's a good time for us to seg into the first question that we have, because it's about water spots.
Mm-hmm.
So let me, you guys, I'm so excited that I have them here today, because I get to flip the literal script and I get to read the questions today, and then they get to answer.
I have
answers.
I am worried Kristen's never going to talk to me again, because I feel like I've upset her entire worldview with my like.
She
well,
might not.
Shit
no,
happens.
No. Can I before we answer the question?
Okay,
can I just interject? So Patrick, what you were saying, a lot of it is actually right. You can actually get a good clean car wash at a brushless gas station. I've done it many times.
Always brushless. Yes.
Always brushless, because that actually does save a lot of time on your part, and then you have the drive back from the car wash to your driveway, so it'll blow out more of the water, mm-hmm. and then you can actually do the detailing part and everything.
Right.
So, because, like, time is money, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes we're in a time crunch and we need it. In terms of eating a burger in the car, dude, like, I'll permit, like, dry food in my car.
What, like dog food?
No, like pretzels. Depending on the
pretzels.
Depending
on the clientele
salt,
I'm bringing around,
you
maybe
salt,
dog food.
And salt is bad for the leather. It dries the leather out if
salt
it drops
is
in
hard.
There.
Yeah. You can vacuum it.
You could vacuum out burger pieces if they fall into it, too.
I'm talking about the grease from burgers.
Yeah, but getting grease off leather is easy.
Mm.
Oh, but the smell.
That's another car hack I have, too, is always get a fucking leather car. Always.
Oh,
if you can.
Always.
Seats
always.
Are bullshit.
Yeah.
They're disgusting. Never get cloth.
Don't. And
or leatherette, the fake stuff.
Literally every single time I get a question about someone spilt, like having an egregious food spill in a car, it is always on cloth seats. And I'm always just like, get the leather seats is the answer.
Or the fake leather seats.
And also,
yeah.
I should say that Freddie, when he's been on the show, his answer was always replace the seat.
That's a very Freddie answer.
Freddie answer.
Very Freddie answer.
Extremely,
but like,
so.
It's, and the thing is, you know, I didn't, because, you know, look, you guys are car people, so you take a lot of your knowledge for granted. You don't realize that, like, us normals don't just, like, think this way. Like, I didn't know that a replacement car seat was, like, $100, too. Like,
or more. I mean, if you've got,
it's less than I thought. I thought it was, like, a $2,000 endeavor. Like, no, Freddie was like, you can get them for, like, $100.
Oh, depends
Julian.
What kind of seat.
I mean, it depends on the seat. I mean, with your Mercedes, yes, we know. Yeah.
No, I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking, like, a single piece, like, carbon fiber molded, like, 5-point harness thing.
Yeah. Well,
that'll be
thousands of
dollars.
Of course
that's
going to be thousands of
dollars. So don't eat in that seat.
Yeah. But why would you have that in cloth in the first place?
Because it's lighter.
Oh, all right. Well, wait, let me not forget to say what my product is. It's actually not my product. It's your colleague, David Tracy's product that he told me about when I was in the office.
David Tracy has a cleaning product he uses?
I don't think he uses it. He just knew about it.
I think he just lied to you or something.
No, 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 no. He didn't lie. He was just telling me about it. He had like recently been in Germany and he'd seen this thing. I think he bought it. I don't know if he's used it. But anyway, he emailed me to like tell me what it was. So we were talking about the problem of smells in the AC vent, like when you get that kind of mildewy or like stale smell. So there's this German product that's used to reverse that. And what you do, it's a spray. You spray it like into the vents, and then you turn the vents on recirculate for 20 minutes. And then you turn it off, recirculate, and you turn the AC on for like another 5 minutes, and then you can like go. So it's German. I don't know if you can get it in the state. You could smuggle it, perhaps. It's called, I'm probably going to not pronounce this right, but it's called Petek Klima. I'm going to spell it. P-E-T-E-C is the brand, and the product itself is Klima, K-L-I-M-A.
This is if you've got like mildewy smells coming out of your vents, basically?
Yeah, which is super common.
Oh, I've never had that.
No, it's super, super common. I remember when I was a kid, my mom's Subaru kept having it happen. Anyway, all right, let's do this question, because actually, Kristen, this is a question that we didn't get to the last time you were here because you had so many rules to tell us about.
Craziness takes up a lot of time. I'm sorry.
And I want to make sure we get to this last question because the last one is like, it's just bonkers. Okay. So here we go. Kate writes, Ms. Care. Also, you guys, you don't have to call me by my formal title. Jolie is fine. Perhaps you can tell me or direct me to a link if you have answered this before, how to clear up water stains on a car window. Several years ago, my nice clean car was parked on my mom's driveway and her neighbor's sprinkler hose ran all over the passenger side window. The water stains were cooked into the glass somehow and all these years later are still visible, like some sort of archaeological study. I've made efforts to repair the damage, but they have become increasingly half-hearted. But if you tell me to try something, I will, wholeheartedly. Love that. I have the nicest readers.
Very sincere.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. Yeah. Okay, so I have some ideas, but let me turn it over to Patrick and Kristen first, because I bet they're going to know. I bet they're going to say orbital buffer.
First of all, the problem's a new one on me. I grew up in Texas, and like that's like the land of like heat and sprinklers together. I can't remember any instances either with cars we had or with like neighbors' cars where like stuff from the water got baked into the glass itself. And that makes me wonder if there were some sort of chemicals in the water, some sort of lawn fertilizer, and then the heat activated that.
I think it's probably hard water.
I think it's probably
more likely that it was hard water rather than fertilizer in the sprinklers. So that's probably what they
said. So like, I'll say this, and Chris has probably got a better solution than I do. Like your extreme case, if you really want to get rid of this problem, you replace the window glass and like a lot of mobile.
Oh, the Freddy approach. Yeah, just replace it.
In this case, it makes sense. I mean, like there's a lot of those. There's those mobile window glass repair trucks that like you call them, they come to your house, you tell them what kind of car you have, and they'll come and take out the old glass and put the new one in.
And like, what's the like general cost on that? I know it will vary from like, you know, car to car.
I had somebody knock out a window in my car once, like 10 years ago, and they stole like a fucking like iPod holder. It wasn't even like an iPod charger. It was just some like, you know, $10 bullshit I got at a Walmart or something. Anyway, it was like $200 to fix the window.
Oh, that's not bad.
It's a little on the pricey side, if considering there may be a cheaper cleaning solution. But to your listener, I don't want her to think that she is stuck with that window short of an act of vandalism, because she is not. And if it really bothers her that much, and it's fair if it does, you may want to just look into replacing it entirely.
Okay. That's great to know about. All right. Now, what do you got for us, Kristen?
Well, I would preamble it by saying I don't know what she has tried, so this might be repetitive information. But the first thing I would try is fresh lemon juice.
Okay.
To kind of break down the minerals. If it is truly hard water, it generally will react to more acidic liquids.
Right. So like, you guys can also use my old friend white vinegar.
That's the next one.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's okay.
Sorry, Chris is just over there casually doing my job for
that's
me.
That's okay. So fresh lemon juice, I don't know what lemon juice will do to your clear coat. So my word of advice would be try to do it in a really controlled area. Like don't like just squirt the lemon all over the window. Maybe just cut the lemon in half and kind of rub it and then take a cloth or something and then kind of just elbow grease it and see what happens.
Or maybe dab the lemon juice onto the cloth itself, maybe.
And just use that area to do it. Because I've made the mistake of just squirting the thing on the area before and it's all dripped everywhere and it's been like catastrophic and it ruined my life.
Generally speaking, with most cleaning products, it is the technically correct, I don't even do this in my own life like to level, but like the technically correct thing is that you're supposed to apply the product to the tool and then the tool to the thing in need of cleaning. So, yeah.
I don't do that when I wash dishes, and it's probably why we go through dish soap so fast.
You put dish soap directly on the dishes?
Yeah.
Oh, Kristen.
I know.
Right.
I told you,
car first. It's another episode for another day.
So the first thing would be lemon juice, and the second would be either it was straight white vinegar or a solution of white vinegar and water. And that could be, I feel like that could be applied to the window directly. So my experience with hard water, because I've never had hard water stains on my windows before, but I have had it in my shower, which I would spray the vinegar directly onto the shower door and use some balled up newspaper to wipe it off.
Yep.
What is it about newspaper that takes off the hard water stain? Is it like a?
It's not so much that it takes off the hard water stains as it's just a lint free sort of, you know, thing to use instead of paper. Most people will use paper towels and that leaves lint. So that's really more what it is.
Yeah. So I suppose she could also try using newspaper and vinegar. I've had really good experience and really good results with the vinegar and newspaper approach.
Mm-hmm. Microfiber is also good because it will sort of add a little extra like sloughing power that the newspaper wouldn't. So like a microfiber cloth or sponge would also in concert with an acid.
Right. And then just to add an extra thing, just good old elbow grease when you start doing those things. Just like really press and see where it goes.
Yeah. Okay. So I looked into, because again, I sort of had the same thing. I was like, I don't know what you've tried, but like you've clearly tried a bunch. So like, let's maybe get you into a specialty product. So I looked up, I actually kind of did sort of the same like research, like what's the best on Amazon. And I think I read through like a big Auto Geek article. So the two brands that I came up with are Pinnacle Glasswork Water Spot Remover, and the other one is Driven Extreme Duty Glass Cleaner. So both of those kind of came.
That sounds
with, like,
really intense.
I really like that second one. Yeah. I was like, oh yeah, that sounds pretty cool. So so Kate, try all that stuff out. Come back and let us know how you did, because I'm actually now like really curious about it. This is a good time for us to take a quick break. Patrick, Kristen, and I will be right back with more on your cars. This is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Kerr. I'm here with Patrick George and Kristen Lee of Jalopnik, and we have been talking about cars. And hoo boy, have a doozy of a question to round this episode out. I am excited. This is a long one, so come along on a journey with me, dear listeners and dear Jalopnik. So Meg writes, "Hi, Jolie and Team Jalopnik. Like most of DC, my condo complex is having an issue with rats." Literal, not political. The rats live in the yard of the currently vacant house next door and come through the fence every night to feast on the bounty in our dumpsters. We have an exterminator who's supposed to be handling things, but apparently they cannot reach the owner of the house next door to get permission to treat the problem there. One of my neighbors mentioned recently that he saw a rat crawling into the engine of another car parked near mine. I was immediately horrified that the rats could also be hanging around in my car, so I opened my hood and found a few scattered droppings on the battery, but didn't see any actual rats, thank God, or evidence of chewed wires. I cleaned out all of the droppings I could reach with paper towels and Windex and doused my engine compartment and parking space with an all-natural rat repellent. A few days later, I excitedly opened the hood, expecting everything to be as clean as I left it, but instead, I found a lot more poop and a half-eaten wedge of Parmesan cheese, because apparently they're the most cliche rats ever. Like, literally, a half-eaten rind of cheese is amazing. I wish there was a photo of this. I later found out that the rats had filled every inch of my neighbor's engine with poop, chicken bones, food wrappers, etc.
Jesus Christ.
And caused over $1,000 in damages and a horrible smell in the AC system. Well, she could get that German stuff for the AC system that she can't seem to shake. I've started parking on the street at night to avoid a similar situation in my car, but do you have any suggestions about how to clean out the engine properly and or keep the rats out? I don't like the idea that I should be breathing in particles of rat pee or poop, but I'm not sure if a spray down with a hose is a good idea. Thanks in advance for your collective expertise, Meg. P.S., in case it matters to the Jalopnik folks, my car is a 2006 Honda Pilot EX with about 52,000 miles.
Oh, if it's a Honda Pilot, well, that changes everything.
Throw it away.
Julie, this is fucking war.
Yeah.
This is fucking war.
I have an idea, but it's not pretty. What we can start with you, Kristen?
Oh, I'm going to burn the house down. We can't get a hold of the fucking neighbor. Like, they'll hear about a fire.
Yeah. Yes, I would believe that. Let's make sure we get video. Kristen burning the house down.
I'm not advocating arson.
We're not advocating
arson. Saying it's a viable option if your back is up against the wall.
I'll advocate for arson here. Here's what you do. You take your Honda Pilot, which being 10 years old and 52,000 miles has served you faithfully and honorably. You park it in your neighbor's yard. You line it with as much cheese as you can muster. You come back in the middle of the night. Douse it all in gasoline and set the motherfucker on fire.
All
and
right.
You give it a Viking funeral. And just because if it's got that much rats in all of the houses, all the cars nearby, it's just like the whole situation needs to be just erased, carpet bombed in the Stone Age.
It's the ultimate taking one for the team.
Just take it down. Just take it all down.
Yeah.
You know, no jury would convict you.
Yeah. So, guys, I just came back from L.A. I was with my friend Matt, who's car obsessed. You know, his father was the one who gave me all the haul ass around the corner tips. And I read the question to Matt, and I was like, what do you do? And he was like, well, first of all, he was like, they're probably getting in through the tailpipe. And I was like, yeah, I was thinking that. I was like, so you basically, like, shove tinfoil in the tailpipe when it's parked. And but at the same exact time, he and I both go, but you got to remember to take it out. one thing we came up with was just, like, block their access. But, like, rats they can, like, fold themselves into, like, flat pancakes and get in anywhere.
This is a really difficult situation.
This is a really
very
bad situation.
Hard.
So I did some research on what to do. I found something on Axle Addict, which, like, also, God bless car sites. Like, just, like, the names and, like, the
Are you being sarcastic?
No.
Oh. Axle Addicts.
Okay.
No, I think it's great.
Oh, okay.
It's a great name.
Yeah.
It's not as good as Jalopnik, but it's good.
We were going to call it Ask a Clean Person. It was taken, so.
So I, like, jotted down some of the tips wouldn't apply to this situation, but I jotted down some of the tips in there. I'm just going to preface this by saying none of this is great. Like, this situation is just, like, is just bad and horrifying. But, God, I certainly do love it because you guys know I love bad and horrifying. Okay, so one, the first suggestion actually was kind of an oddball one, which was leave the hood up, which sounds counterintuitive, but rats are looking for a dark, like, place. So if it's an option, it's not, you know, safety-wise, and it's, like, for a lot of other reasons, it's not always an option to leave the hood up. But, like, if it is, that may...
Might. Is the garage well lit enough?
Right. That's the thing. Like, if it's well lit and the hood is up, then, like, they're not going to find a dark place in the engine. But if it's dark, then you're just, like, making it easier for them.
Respectfully, I'm not sure I agree, just because there's so many places under the car that are dark and, like, buried
in
the engine
wheel
itself.
Well,
and the engine's a big place.
Right.
And it's got so many
also, you can climb up into the engine from under the
but
front
that's
of the
exactly
car.
It.
That
so it's like,
is all open.
Right. It's not, like, it's not ideal. But that was the very first tip that they had. So I was just like, all right, well, I'll write it down.
Sure.
Like, but, yeah, I'm kind of glad that you said that you don't agree with that, because it struck me as, like, not...
I feel like rats are smarter than that.
They are.
They're smart fucking animals.
They're very smart.
They're the
animals.
Best survivors that there are.
Right.
You
like
know.
Second only to roaches.
Right.
Like so. Okay. So good. I think we can let's rule that one out because
okay.
it didn't like quite square with me.
All right.
This is obvious, but like if you've got and this won't apply for her situation, but like if you've got dog, cat, bird food that you lead out, like don't leave it out. Don't leave it near the car.
Oh, yeah,
in this case, it's the dumpsters. I mean, I don't know. They can't move the dumpsters, but like. maybe the building management just says, like, this is a crisis and we do have to move the dumpsters elsewhere, or, like, I don't know. Talk to the management about that.
Mm-hmm.
Block small entrances to the engine compartment. So you could use, like, mesh netting. You could use steel wool, that kind of stuff. The tinfoil and the tailpipe. Seems like there are so many small entrances that that's not realistic.
On that note, and if this is on your list of solutions, I apologize, but what if you had a car cover? Like covering the whole damn car?
Car covers don't really reach under the...
Do they not reach? I mean, you
yeah,
get
they
sort
really
of
just go
it,
over.
Yeah.
They kind of wrap.
If you cover the tailpipe
underneath.
And then, yeah, you're right. And then, like, I don't know, that could be one solution. If you could block off the bottom somehow with cardboard or whatever.
Right.
Maybe then...
They'll chew through the cardboard, though. I mean...
Rats! The worst!
Yeah, okay, so now we're getting into... Now I have three that are really good.
Okay.
One of them is problematic. We're going to address that. But, like, these are the three that I would
probably
really
like,
say.
Problematic, like, morally?
That's fine.
We'll get to it. It's all about
moral gray areas.
Yes, as am I, obviously. So the first one is to use an electronic deterrent device. That, I think, is a great solution. So two brand names just to give you, Mouse Blocker or Rid-A-Rat. The next idea, this is the one that's problematic, so I just have to say, I know that there are many of you who will object to this, but also it's my responsibility to give you all of the options and let you make the choice that's right for you. So you can use traps. You can use, you know, the old snap traps. You can use glue traps. Like, that is an option. Yeah. It's not great from, one, many people object to it. Two, if you use a trap and it works, then you have to dispose of the rat, and that's gruesome. So... We'll just move right on.
That is not a pleasant experience. I've done it many times. It is inhumane. Whether you might care about that with these rodents, you might not, but it is not fun to deal with either way.
Right, exactly. And the thing is, that I can't make that decision for you. How you feel about the relative, humaneness of traps or not. So it's just my job, just the facts, ma'am. And then the last one, and I kind of teased this on Twitter today, is to use a scent deterrent. So there are commercial ones. There's one called Rat Away, which is like a spray. And what the Rat Away people suggest is that you spray it specifically on the wires to prevent the wires from getting chewed up. Because, like, yeah, it's gross if they're, like, in the engine and pooping. But, like, that's not that big a deal. But if they chew through the wires, then you're out the mm-hmm. thousands of dollars and so on and so forth. So there are some other non-commercial or sort of, like, scent deterrents that aren't specifically designed for rats that work. So I'm going to run through a list of them. And I think you guys are going to like some of them because some are gnarly. Some are funny and some are gnarly. Okay, so peppermint oil is one. Used cat litter has to be used.
Let's replace this unpleasant solution with an equally unpleasant solution.
Yeah. Cat or dog hair. Pine Sol, Irish Spring soap. That one I love.
That fucking drives me away. So yeah, hell yeah, that'll work.
Red pepper, dryer sheets, and the last one. I love this. Red Fox urine powder.
I love how that we're using the excrement of rat predators to scare away the rats.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like I've seen that in so many science fiction movies where it's like, how do we get rid of the dragon? Like, oh, we're going to spread the dead all around here, and they hate the smell of their dead, so they won't come back here.
Yeah, it's some real Game of Thrones shit.
Kind of, yeah. It's like leaving the... I don't even know.
Yeah. So, all right. So Meg, I hope that this was helpful. I think, like, we're all here with you. Please let us know, like, how things are going. We're praying for you.
Can I suggest something else too?
Yeah, of course.
I want to get your input on this too. Obviously, Meg, this is like an extreme situation. This is not even like a cleaning problem, like the way that like the window spots were. This is like a health hazard. This is a taking care of your car hazard. This is like you versus them. And I used to live in D.C. I know how hard parking is to come by. And when you live in a building and you pay a premium for it, like this sucks. But like I think for now, you just park your car somewhere else.
Yeah.
A few blocks away, friend's house, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's what she's saying. She's been parking on the street.
I think, like, I think at this point, yeah.
I would also maybe get a little more aggressive with the city about getting that abandoned house dealt with. Because that is a health hazard. That's a huge, huge problem.
Yeah, get the city involved. Get like your local elected official, your DC, whatever they are.
Put on your pussy hat and raise hell, Meg.
Yeah. That's got to get fixed.
A lot of these public institutions respond well to being publicly shamed.
Yes.
Yeah, get on social media.
Post some disgusting pictures on Twitter.
You know what? Get on social media. Email us. We'll amplify because we have pretty large following bases. So we'll amplify you.
Email us pictures and shit. We'll put this on Jalopnik. Yeah. I'll make this a Jalopnik story.
Okay,
we'll get the city moving.
I'll write back to her and I'll be like, let's like, you know.
This has to be fixed. This is a horrifying situation.
Right. Exactly.
I have one piece of advice because I remember hearing that she was spraying water into the engine bay to get rid of the feces.
No, she said Windex.
Oh, Windex. Yeah. Okay. Just when you're spraying anything into your engine bay, just be sure to like keep it away from, you know, like the battery and the wires and everything.
Right. Don't flood the engine.
Yeah. And like don't like short circuit anything because that's dangerous.
Yeah.
So that's just something to keep in mind when you're bringing liquids into your engine bay.
Yeah. Good. Very, very good tip. So yeah, again, I think it goes back to that tip, like don't spray directly on the problem. Spray it on your tool that you're using and then apply the tool to the problem. So, alrighty, you guys, listen, before I wrap this up and ask the Jalopniks to stick around for a bonus episode, I have another piece of news to share with you guys. I know last week on the bonus episode, I told you that I'd have another work update, and I do. Ask a Clean Person will no longer appear on Esquire.com. I am super, super grateful for the time that I had there and for the fact that they gave Ask a Clean Person a corner of their world when Gawker Media was imploding and I needed to flee for safety. I'm sure Patrick remembers that lovely...
I tried to think about it.
The interminable summer of stand-ups, as I refer to it at Gawker Media. You guys can probably guess that this news, coupled with the unexpected changes to the podcast, mean that I've had a pretty jarring few weeks. But I also want to promise you that I am fine and Ask a Clean Person is fine. I have a few places I'm already talking to about taking on the column. Right now, however, it's August in New York media land and we are literally all on vacation. So I will most likely be announcing the new home for Ask a Clean Person in September. Until then, work-wise, I have a bunch of other freelance stuff to keep me busy and an income. Those of you who are patrons heard last week that I'm working on a second book project. So this is actually perfect because it's giving me extra time to button up the proposal, get it to my agent's hand, get her to shop it around, hopefully sell it. Everyone pray for me. Whatever God you pray to is fine with me. I really, really want to sell a second book project. The podcast will continue as a weekly endeavor and will remain on Deadspin. And thank God for Deadspin. I also just want to take a second to give a personal thank you to Corey Sika, who I think many of you know is a really special person in my universe. He was my first editor at The All, which is where I started before I started Ask a Clean Person, even at the Hairpin. And he has been there for me over the past decade or so through what feels like 1,000 personal and professional ups and downs, just to pick me up and dust me off and shout, "Lady! You are fine because I am right here to carry you on my back," and then keyboard smash at me. If you know Corey, he talks a lot in all caps and keyboard smashes. Most recently, he stopped me from spiraling into a place that there was like just no need for me to go into. And I am just forever grateful. So I wanted to say thank you, Corey. I know you're going to hate this. But also I want to say congratulations on your new gig at the New York Times. It is going to be bananas. And I am excited. So on that note, that'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast sponsored by Casabella. Don't forget to use the promo code CLEANPERSON, all one word, for 15% off all Casabella products at casabella.com. You guys, I really want you to use that code. It's going to be good through August 31st, 2017. Please, please, please use it. It really helps me when you go ahead and use the codes that my sponsors are offering to the listeners. And this is a big one. I want to do more work with Casabella because I genuinely love their products. I also genuinely love Kristen and Patrick. Thank you guys so much for being here. This was amazing.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for
having us. Love, love, love. You guys, I'm sure, are going to hear from the Jalopniks over the course of the next couple months. I'm going to try to have Balaban come in when he's on TV break and do a whole thing with me. I was thinking November, right before holiday travel, when everyone's putting casseroles in the backseat of the car.
That might be LA Auto Show time. but we have to get dates for that.
Okay. Yeah, he thought that might be good for his schedule with filming, but we'll figure it all out. We'll figure all
we
that
may
out.
Blow off the LA Auto Show this year.
Maybe we'll all go and we'll podcast from the LA Auto Show. How about that?
We'll podcast from inside the new Chevy Trax.
Yes, let's do that.
Yeah, let's get a van and road trip. Yes,
but we'll never be allowed to eat anything on the road trip because Chris will be
No, it's a rented van.
It's a date, you guys. If you guys like what you heard today, please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson and selecting one of the amazing rewards I'm offering to my listeners. I would also love it if you guys would subscribe on Acast or iTunes, leave a rating, and tell your pals about this weird little cleaning show that you love so much. And of course, thanks to you, my listeners, for joining me for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.